Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the WCCO Morning News. Sloan Martin from the WCCO Newsroom filling in this morning. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. And from one Richfielder to another, let's welcome in DFL Representative Mike Howard. He's the vice chair of the Housing Finance and Policy Committee. And Representative Howard, not exactly my representative, but still good to have another Richfielder on in the morning.
It's great to be here, Sloan, and it's close enough. It's great to be chatting with a neighbor.
Exactly. I'm just, Emma Greenman, my representative at this point after the election, but you are clearly very prominent here, especially when it comes to the eviction moratorium, which I do want to start with, an agreement for a 105-day off-ramp to end this eviction moratorium started during the pandemic to assist those who lost income or jobs and to make sure they don't lose their housing, especially when people needed to stay home during the pandemic to isolate. So, Representative Howard, what does this deal entail, and does it have bipartisan support?
Yes, we feel very good about this agreement. And just to, as you mentioned, the eviction moratorium was put in place because of our unprecedented pandemic, and it unquestionably has saved lives. When we look at Minnesota compared to other states, our moratorium was able to keep renters safe in their homes. And now that we're coming out of this pandemic, we do need to transition back. And this path allows renters to get rental assistance, make landlords whole, and it creates a win-win situation where people are going to have housing stability as we come out of this pandemic.
Richfield DFL Representative Mike Howard joining us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Representative Howard, I know this was a big concern for housing advocates, especially wanting to prevent a flood of eviction proceedings that would overwhelm not just courts, but probably put a large number of families in a tough spot if they've gotten behind on their rent. How does this address that to make sure that there isn't just a massive amount of evictions after a really tough 15 months?
And Sloan, that was our chief objective all along. Thousands of Minnesotans fell behind on their rent due to no fault of their own. And having an eviction on your record not only displaces you from your housing, it has collateral consequences for a decade or more. And so we want to prevent as many evictions as possible. And this legislation does that in a couple ways. One, we create enough time for renters to secure rental assistance. President Biden and Congress passed through the federal legislation over $600 million in rental assistance in Minnesota that we want to create enough time for Minnesotans to go to RentHelp.MN to get rental assistance. Second, we have protections in this bill for renters. Landlords must provide a 15-day pre-eviction notice to give that heads up to renters to make sure that they are going to get rental assistance. And until June of next year, a renter cannot be evicted if they have an open rental assistance application.
So folks can still take advantage of that rental aid at this point that came from the American Rescue Plan?
Yes, and really that's one of the most important messages to listeners or folks that are behind on rent. There is significant resources available. If you go to RentHelpMN or call 211, you can find out about those resources. And they are intentionally tailored so that the resources flow directly to landlords and covers rent. And so, again, that creates the win-win situation that we're after, where renters can, you know, get their heads above water, and landlords can be made whole too, because we do want a solution that works for both renters and landlords.
Representative Howard, what can people expect when it comes to the public safety discussion and trying to get an agreement there? We heard from Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka yesterday, who hinted that there were a couple of agreements, didn't detail them except to say to there an agreement that DNR conservation officers will be wearing body camera cameras. But what can people expect with these negotiations going forward in this special session?
Clearly, one of the most important outstanding issues, I believe our speaker, Melissa Hortman, said it's her top priority. It's our caucus's top priority that we pass some strong public safety reforms that increase public safety. From my perspective, some of the reforms that are most important are those that help reduce the chance of instances of conflict between police and community. And so I know that the negotiators specifically on that committee continue to work. I expect that to be probably where the most conversation is happening in the next few weeks. But I do feel confident we can move the needle, probably not as far as we would like to in our House DFL caucus, but still pass some meaningful reforms at the end of the day.
DFL representative from Richfield, Representative Mike Howard, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That was Representative Howard on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Coming up next on the WCCO Morning News, we'll check in with Mike Max about sports, the Twins' result last night from Seattle, and also the Vikings adding some protection to their defense coming up here on WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.